Hello and welcome to Crosstalk with your hosts, Martha Lee, Bill McMillan Sr., and Anna May, a podcast dedicated to encouraging and pointing people to Christ through the power of testimony, to provoke you to find your calling in the Lord. Hebrews 10:24 says, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works." This podcast is brought to you by Cornerstone Ministries New Life Church. So join us on this journey to reach the world for Christ, starting in our own backyard. We pray you enjoy the podcast and it blesses and encourages you. And may you grow in His Word and Spirit.
Welcome to Crosstalk. Tonight we're pleased to have with us Kathy McGavin. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you.
We're sure glad to have you.
Thrilled to have you tonight. And Anna May's going to start with the first question for you.
Well, Kathy, you've been saved longer than most. And you remember all that era, so we wanted to ask you how you came to meet Jesus Christ, your personal story.
Okay. Well, it started out with my children, truthfully. The boys were, and Annie were young adults, and Adam was a little boy, and they wanted to go. We were in Houston for the winter, and they wanted to go to L.A. to the revival. Mm-hmm. And they... So we went along with that. I was happy, and they went to revival in L.A. and they came home completely touched and changed.
Amen. Praise God.
And then of course we'd always gone to church, and the Spiral revival came up. And the big tent meeting, and they of course wanted to go to that because they were so on fire for the Lord, and so we agreed to go. I agreed to go to that with them, and we drove to Spiro, and a lot of the other travelers from Houston also. We had the tent revival, and it was just so wonderful and so touching. My children were really, really, really impressed with that, and we had a wonderful time there, wonderful preachers and ministers that were there, and people, and we were just hoping it would never end, but it kept on going. We came back to Houston, and we had a lot of ministers come visiting, and different ones that were there in town, and they started having meetings in the hotel. Mm-hmm. So I went to a few of them. The one day I was sitting in about the middle of the hall back. They were preaching, and it was just like a bolt of lightning. And when they gave the call to come down and give your life as to Jesus as your personal Savior, I came down, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. Mm. And my children were all sitting there, and they were all happy that I'd given my life, because before that, of course, I believed in God. I can never remember not praying or going to church. Mm-hmm. And knowing that Jesus was God's Son. I always knew that. Mm-hmm. But it was just a total different thing once I went down to that altar. Mm-hmm. And gave my life, took Jesus as my personal Savior.
Amen. That's quite a testimony, Kathy. You knew Him, not just in your mind. We all were raised in that era to know God in our mind, but you met with Jesus.
Yes,
that's so
I did.
Beautiful.
And it was, I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Amen.
And spring comes, and we're going to go back east. Some of the pastors and everybody was kind of traveling all together, in and out, you know, passing each other and going on. And we stopped at this one nice hotel, and they decided to do a baptism. Mm-hmm. And I was just wanted to do that so badly. And of course, I don't swim. They did it in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even apprehensive, and I wanted to do it. And my little son, Adam, said he wanted to do it too. He wanted to get baptized, and because he'd given us life also. And went down in the pool together.
Wow.
And got baptized. And it was like I've heard people say so often about when you die, you see the light. But when I come up out of that pool, I seen the light then.
Amen.
There you go.
And it was like I could have just kept on going, you know.
Amen.
I was like, it was totally earth-shaking.
Wow.
Yes. That was amazing.
That was very amazing. What a pleasure to be baptized. I never thought of it with your boy. What a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And you couldn't swim? Is that mm-hmm. what you said?
Yes, I couldn't swim.
You see, my mom
so
was
it was
like
a,
that.
A step in faith in more ways
yes.
than one.
I'll see.
My mom was the same way. My mom couldn't swim when she got baptized. And what would you like to share about that time and things that happened?
Well, we went to Fort Lauderdale the following winter. Now, and in the East, everybody was still on fire and always talking about Jesus, and he was never far from our mind.
Mm-hmm.
But when we went to Fort Lauderdale, we started having women's meetings, and we started having meetings in what they call the Ataniel Hall down on Route 1 in Fort Lauderdale, and it seemed like the whole traveling nation was there, and it was so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I got to know Betty Gregg and Nancy, Mary Blue and her sister Nancy, and they were so on fire mm-hmm. for the Lord. I wanted that same thing. Mm-hmm. And we used to go, and I would go with them. Anyway, they were going, I'd say, can I come? And I would go with them. And we would go to the soup kitchens, and we'd go to the radio station where they collected food for the poor. And we would go to the stores and ask for donations
right.
to give to the poor. And we were just never, it just was like, every day was like, it was something to do,
right.
you know,
Amen.
Some work for Jesus.
Amen.
And we had the ladies' meetings in the different houses, and Annie would watch the children and the different teenagers, and everybody would stick in, and it was just like we never wanted it to end.
There you go.
Yes.
And I remember one time places where the homeless gathered and they made food for them, their refrigerator broke. And Betty Gregg said to me, do you want to come with me and we'll see if we can try and find a refrigerator? And we spent the whole day up and down Route 1 to every appliance store we could find until we finally got somebody to donate a refrigerator
Amen.
For the homeless shelter. It was just like, that's all you wanted to do was help people.
Amen.
You know what I was thinking when you said that? You, when you met up with them, you wanted what they had.
Mm-hmm. I thought, desperately.
What a wonderful thing to be setting that example. That's what Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ.
I always told them, I said, you're my heroes. And right to up.
Right.
When Mary just passed, I would say to her all the time, you're my hero.
Amen.
And she said, well, you finally growed up to be like us.
What a beautiful time, though. What a beautiful time.
Beautiful friends.
Bunch of women, and that was beautiful.
And it just went on for years, you know, like it didn't stop.
Nope.
It went on
it was that
for
era.
Years until it evolved into the real churches.
Yes.
You know something, Kathy, too? Like Martha said, what an example, and I thought of, we hear so much bad company corrupts good behavior, but in this case, it was good company
yes, that's good.
That was not corrupting, but enriching your
yes.
behavior.
Yes.
And that's why it's so important for us all to get together, shoulder to shoulder, and press each other on. And you're
that's
still going at it.
Well, you can't do it alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the truth.
You can't
that's
do it alone. And the Lord says, you know, he says, when two are together, they're stronger.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
A third cord easily broken.
Amen.
And, you know, you said you were handing stuff out. You were talking about homeless people mm-hmm. down to the radio station getting fridges. And you still are doing that. I know you don't like a pat in the back, and you're going to kill me right now for exposing you. But I know because I know what you do behind the scenes. And you get these little packages with all this little toiletries and all kinds of beautiful stuff in it, and money for food and cards and all these things. And you're still witnessing. You're still sowing into the kingdom. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
He plants it and your tree grows. And Kathy, certainly you're a big part of this church. Your tree has grown and bloomed beautifully and is an example for all of us.
Yes, and if it wasn't for the Lord Jesus being with us every day and showing us what we should do, because we don't know what to do. We have to look at what he did and then try to do what he did.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, because
that's what Martha said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Exactly.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Well, I was thinking, you know, you wanted what they had, then people can look at you today and want what you have.
Amen.
You know, like, that's how it goes. One plants, and then it just keeps going. It does. What else would you like to share, Kathy?
Well, I just want to say to people that sometimes get isolated in places where there is no traveler churches, and where there is sometimes not even any travelers, and you don't have anybody to sustain you, you know, except your own family calling you and encouraging you. But that's when you really rely on Jesus and
Amen.
The Father in heaven to guide you. And I know when I was like almost 20 years in St. Petersburg, and mostly I was there by myself until my son Joe came and stayed and there, but I was mostly, it wasn't all the time alone, because then Joe came and I had him. But when we got the little parks, we opened the clubhouse to prayer meetings for the residents.
Yeah.
And we didn't, wasn't that I like run them, it wasn't that. I got pastors and ministers that were retired on the parks, and had them come, and then just put a sign up, we're having a prayer meeting, and we're having a Bible study is how we started, and that's how it was. And then there was a wonderful group, and they weren't travelers, but they were called the Gospel Singers, and one of our residents asked me, do you think it'd be okay if they could come Sunday night, because so many of us can't go out at night on Sunday, because we don't drive in the dark. And those days I was like, why not?
Yeah.
But anyway, I said, of course, that'd be great, you know. So I got a sign made and put Gospel Singers Sunday night, everybody welcome. Coffee and cookies, you know.
How lovely, yeah.
And then before, it was a thing, and they came maybe 10 years until they retired.
Wonderful.
They came and sang every Sunday night. And
that's wonderful.
That's an example, Kathy, that we talk about all the time, that the thing God wants mostly out of any of us is availability.
Exactly.
And you were available, and you took what you had. And I couldn't have done that because I didn't have the resource you had. But you took your resources and shared it with somebody else, breaking bread. I mean, that's just
exactly.
Tremendous. Tremendous story.
And the good thing about the one that we had in Southern Air was it ended up so big that they had to move out and get a room. And then they got a real church.
Right.
And a church was like
that was good.
Founded
that
was, out of that.
Church planting.
Yeah, it was so unbelievable.
That's church planting, that's what you're supposed to do. So you were doing what you were supposed to do, plant churches.
And
great,
another
wonderful.
Thing we can do, which Jessie Jane, Bradford's mom,
yes.
Old Jessie Jane, she used to tell me all the time, I was a great friend of hers, and she used to tell me all the time, you can always pray. And she had a little card about traveling on your knees.
Mm.
You know, that when we're old and we can't travel, we can travel on our knees.
That's really good.
And we can meet the need. And that always stuck in my head. And now I really use that, because lots of times I can't go, but I can pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's good, Kathy.
It's beautiful.
That's good. That is good.
I like how you're blended together this testimony with all your women friends.
Yes.
And one bounced off another and inspired another. And even the Bible tells us to teach the younger women. I mean, it's incredible. It's like reading that scripture and seeing it come to life. It was just incredible.
And then, you know, Ernie and Joan, then I was, when we went to Baltimore, that was way before Fort Lauderdale, before St. Petersburg, and but we were there, and the Lord moved us to Baltimore, which I never dreamed we'd ever go to Baltimore. And we were there at the founding of that church. Billy McKenzie and Peggy were so faithful, coming out and having the meetings. And Ernie just happened to go by like happenstance. And it was Margaret Ford and I was in the elevator with, when Ernie and Joan first come. We
there
didn't
you go.
Know who they were. And so he said, I hear there's a prayer meeting here. And I said, yes, and it's upstairs. And Margaret said, yes. Do you think it's, oh, yes, you're welcome. That's all we could say.
Right.
And I said, you kind of got to overlook us singing. We're kind of shan singers. And he said, well, my wife's a beautiful singer. And he said, I play the guitar.
Yeah.
And that's how it started with Joan and Ernie.
Yeah,
and
another church building, They got a post office or something at first.
We lived, yes. No, and they had, before that, we did it in their house around their table.
There you go.
And then we went from the table to a motel room, and then we went from that to the post office.
There you go. Small beginnings with a big, and look where it is now.
Gosh. Look where it is now, a big, beautiful church and a beautiful ministry.
Yes,
praise God. Love your testimony.
So do I. It's incredible.
I think your testimony was beautiful. I'm encouraged, I'll tell you.
Well, one more thing we'd like to ask you, if you'd like to think about it for a second, is what is in your heart is your vision for our people going forward in the future?
Well, I think they've got to, like, focus more on what would Jesus do.
There we go.
And, you know, what's the right thing? And when my kids were growing up, I would always say to them, do the right thing. You know, if you do the right thing, you can go to bed at night, close your eyes and sleep. And the Holy Spirit convicts you on what's right and what's not right. And I think if everybody would, before they pick up the phone or text or speak, or, you know, think, you know, is this what Jesus would want? Is this the right thing to say? Is this the right thing to think? Is this the right way? And always to remember that your body is a holy temple.
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit lives. God sent him to live inside of you.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And you have to always think of that. You know what I'm saying? So are you going to take the holy temple someplace you shouldn't go?
Amen.
That's
are
good.
You going to, you know,
that's
are you
going to,
you know, are you going to take it? Or are you going to say, I can't go there? You know, I don't think it's right.
Amen.
It's all about choices.
Amen.
That's right. That's
but
right.
It's not easy being young, I remember.
No, that's it.
I got to say, Kathy, listening to you tonight and feeling the Holy Spirit off of you, just what you said at the beginning is what I feel at the end. I want what she has.
I want what you have.
I want what you have. I can see it in your eyes. I see the tears. But it's real. I see it. It's real. You know him. There ain't nothing like it.
No, there isn't. And it's Jesus said money and silver is nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's what's the intent of your heart.
Amen.
You know, if the intent of your heart is good, then everything's going to follow through.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But if you're doing something for meanness or badness or to make a point, you know, or just to make somebody jealous or, you know, something like that.
Worldly.
The Lord knows the intent of your heart of why you are doing this thing.
That's right.
So you have to think carefully, why am I doing this? You know.
Amen.
Why am I going there? What am I watching? Even me right now, I watch my iPad all the time because my hearing's so bad. And with the iPod, I can sit up close and get the words on the bottom.
Right.
And even I sometimes start watching something, and I'm like, no, I shouldn't be watching
the
this.
The Holy Spirit convicts you.
Yes,
right,
you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But we got to be sensitive to that. We got to be listening.
It says watch every corrupt and evil thing that comes in or out of your mind. You have to guard your heart. Above all, the Bible says, guard your heart.
And the Lord told me one time when I was having kind of a hard time, and he said, turn around and look. And I turned around, and I faced my dresser. And on my dresser was all the pictures of my kids and my grandchildren. At that time was small, and my grandchildren. And he said, that's where your treasure is.
Amen.
It's in your family.
Nothing greater.
There's nothing, you know. Amen. You can't go wrong.
Amen. Amen. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close? We're getting ready to close. We just want to don't leave nothing out.
No, that's fine. I think I've said too much.
No, you did wonderful. You did wonderful. We'll probably go ahead and close then. We want to thank you, Kathy, for coming here to share with us tonight.
Thank you for
having me. This is definitely going to bless people and touch people. And we really appreciate you. We love you.
We love you. I don't know what new life would do without Granny Kathy.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it.
Well, that's our podcast for this week. Join us next Monday for the latest podcast. And remember, you can scroll down and listen to any that you missed. Please follow us on Spotify and tap the notification bell to have every new podcast loaded automatically. The Spotify app is free and it makes it much easier. We will be posting new podcast links on New Life Church Facebook page every Monday. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen next week. God bless.